And welcome back to Coast with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We'll take your calls, emails, texts, and tweets as well when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back. Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. We've got your phone calls to take and, of course, lots of questions for Ben, texts and tweets as well. Ben, this email in from Ola says, I was recently on a flight from London to L.A. On the 11-hour flight, during the flight, my ankles got so swollen, 2 to 3 times the size. It took a couple of days for the swelling to subside. What caused it? What can I do to avoid this besides flying in first class?
Lack of movement. That's a serious problem. You can get blood clots that way.
You can. Embolisms and everything, can't you?
Absolutely. That can be very serious. That can be life-threatening. Excuse me. The body depends on movement, and the circulatory system depends on movement. Much of the body, the health of the body is dependent on what's called fluid dynamics, which is a fancy way of saying how fluids move, and specifically the blood fluid. As we get older and as the disease the process progresses, the blood becomes thick and sludgy. When the blood becomes thick and sludgy, when the blood becomes thick and sludgy, not only doesn't it deliver its nutrients appropriately and deliver its oxygen appropriately, and not only do toxins build up, but thick, sludgy blood doesn't generate the electrical charge that's required to sustain the body's energy. So keeping the blood moving is extremely important. That's why I always advocate a rebounder, you know, jumping up and down on a little mini trampoline. So it's a great thing to do if you feel cold coming on. It's also a great thing to do first thing in the morning, or if you're tired. It will help improve the flow of electrical of blood flow, improve blood flow so that electrical energy is generated with more facility. This electrical energy is called a zeta potential. So for this writer, what you want to do is move the body around. Get up out of the, don't stay in a seat.
Go up and down the aisle.
Walk
right
up and down the aisle. Exactly. Clench your toes and move your muscles in your feet and in your legs. Do anything you could do to improve circulation. Slow deep breathing is a great way to improve circulation. And then, of course, before you, there's nutritional supplements that can improve blood flow. Before you plan a trip, make sure that you're on a good nutritional supplement program that features, for example, supplements like vitamin E and niacin. We have a wonderful product called the Ultimate Niacin, which is a great source of niacin. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine with the B vitamins is important for helping improve blood flow. Anything you could do to improve circulation, and on the plane, there's lots you could do to move your muscles. It's really, really very important.
Let's go to Helen in New York, first-time caller. Hi, Helen. Go ahead.
Hi, Helen.
Helen, you with us?
No, Helen.
Helen, the first-time caller, is gone, but Carlos in Memphis, Tennessee should be with us. Hi, Carlos.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Carlos. Good to have you with us. Go ahead.
I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you, sir.
I just want to say you guys kept me up a long time. I was an over-the-road truck driver for 32 years. Doc, I appreciate everything you're doing for us out here. I just want to let you know that I had a stroke 3 years ago. I have high blood pressure. I got diabetes, and I had a stroke. And I want to know what I can do now to regain the movement in my left side. That's where my stroke affected me, my dominant side, my left side.
Are you doing physical therapy?
Yes, sir. The insurance gives me 20 visits a year.
Good for you. It's really, really important to retrain your body. From a physical, from a muscular perspective, a body perspective, exercise, moving your body, stretching, Pilates, massage, all of those, very, very important. From a nutritional perspective, your history of diabetes, it's probably the source of the problems, the high blood pressure and the stroke. Those go hand in hand with blood sugar problems. It's critical that you get the blood sugar under control. I would be using nutritional supplements like the Sweeties, which is longevity's answer to insulin, if you will. It's one of the most powerful ways that you can lower blood sugar from a nutritional supplement standpoint. Making sure that you're keeping your sugar intake down, and sugar means bread and pasta and cereal and things that we don't ordinarily think of as sugar, burritos and pizza are sources of sugar, making sure you keep those down. Getting on a good exercise program can be very helpful. And then less calories, practicing caloric restriction is important, and also the ketogenic diet, which is a high-fat diet, a high-fat, low-calorie, low-carbohydrate diet. It is absolutely the best way for most human beings to eat, but especially if you're dealing with diabetes and high blood pressure and have a history of stroke or heart disease.
Now, with so many things going on environmentally these days, Ben,
right,
what can people do to keep themselves kind of cleansed?
Clay, colloidal minerals, plant-derived colloidal minerals. And one of the really neat things about plant-derived colloidal minerals is the good minerals replace the bad minerals. The good mineral, the body will take in the good minerals and excrete out the bad minerals. So one of the best ways to detoxify from heavy metals and from environmental toxins is to get on plant-derived minerals. This is one of Dr. Wallach's brilliant insights. Of course, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a great source of these minerals. You can also use things like algae and aloe vera and bentonite clay. In fact, all clays are wonderful for detoxifying. But I'm a big believer in using plant-derived colloidal minerals for detoxification.
Okay, next up, let's go to Julius, truck driving in Ohio. Julius, welcome to the show.
Hey, Julius.
How you doing? First time I ever called you guys. This is what you're talking about. The question is, how do you feel about GNC product?
But what? One more time, Julius. You're breaking up a little bit.
So how do you feel about the GNC product?
I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, he broke up again. Let's, Tom, if you can take his question and give it to us as a text, that would help too. But let's go to Ray, truck driving in Georgia. Lots of truck drivers tonight. Go ahead, Ray.
Yes, I got a question and a sort of like a statement. My wife suffered from hypothyroidism before she had her thyroid removed, and in the process, her parathyroid was nicked. And she's been on every medication, Synthroid, Prochazepam, so you name it. She's now on the MAP para treatment, which hasn't done much help. And it was so severe, now she's on the MAP para and the Synthroid and the calcitrol and all the calcium medications she could possibly take. And she still just shuts down sometimes. Her body just almost completely shuts down, lots of pain. And we've still been looking for other things to make her better.
Were you able to hear some of that, Ben?
I heard something about the thyroid and the parathyroid. Is that correct?
And calcification.
Yeah, that's a kidney problem. And until you address the kidneys, you're not going to be able to deal with the parathyroid and the thyroid. I don't know if we can ask him if somebody's working on her kidneys, if she's working on her kidneys. But that's where you want to focus. The major problem when it comes to kidney issues, and many, millions and millions of Americans are dealing with kidney issues, blood sugar, once again, this is all to highlight the fundamental nature of all of our disease, the basic nature of all of our various diseases, the 12,800 different diseases, diagnoses that the World Health Organization says they are, all have at their core blood sugar problems, stress hormone problems, and digestive problems. When it comes to parathyroid and thyroid, the kidneys actually play an important role in how calcium is handled, and the parathyroids are your calcium management glands. And as far as the thyroid goes, hypothyroidism is extremely common in older women. It's extremely common anyway. Thyroid medication is the best-selling drug. Every year, it's one of the top 10 best-selling drugs. Once the thyroid breaks down, all diseases are likely. And so working on the thyroid becomes very, very important. The best way to work on the thyroid is by relaxing the body and, once again, taking care of your digestive health and your blood sugar health. So simply by taking care of the blood sugar system, using the sweeties, reducing your intake of sugar, practicing intermittent fasting, caloric restriction, ketogenic diet, will go a long way to helping heal both the parathyroid and the thyroid.
Another email in from Joe. I'm a 40-year-old police officer, 15 years. I'm about 10 to 15 pounds overweight. I take 2 pills each day for high blood pressure. Besides exercise, what are some of the things I can do to help? Any foods that might help me? There are dozens of recommendations out there. What do you recommend? My family history shows high blood pressure. My father died at 38 because of a heart attack.
Well, that's terrible, but I don't want people to think that because your dad had or your mom or somebody in your family had a certain health condition, that necessarily means that you'll have that health condition. It all has to do with how we live our lives. Now, if this gentleman is just needs to lose a little bit of weight and it has to do with his diet, then things like making sure that he's using fiber every day can be very helpful, making sure that he's using the Nightly Essence probiotics every day can be helpful. Practicing the ketogenic diet and intermittent fasting can be helpful, but sometimes we can't lose weight, very interestingly, because of the stress hormone cortisol. Now, a lot of people don't recognize that cortisol is behind weight loss or weight gain, and even less recognize that cortisol is behind eating behaviors, especially sugar eating, sugar binging, or sugar addiction. So reducing the amount of the levels of stress hormone is also important. If you're trying to lose weight, George, and you're doing everything right, but you still can't lose that weight, you can rest assured your stress hormone levels are too high. Once the stress hormone levels get elevated, the body will do everything it can do to keep weight on, because to the body, the major stress, or one of the major stresses, is survival threats, I should say, is famine. So the body's trying to protect us from a famine by keeping weight on. Another thing that will happen when your cortisol levels will go up is you're going to seek high-energy foods, and that means fat, and that means sugar. And today, we have so many high-energy foods that didn't exist a mere 100 years ago that it's almost impossible not to indulge in high-energy foods once your cortisol levels go up. So learning to lower and reduce stress hormone is extremely important if you're trying to lose weight, particularly if you're trying to lose weight and you're doing everything right, but you just can't seem to drop those extra pounds. Rest assured, there's cortisol or stress hormone levels behind that, and reducing your cortisol levels is important. How do you do that? Well, one of the fastest ways to do it is to practice SDR breathing. That is slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. Slow, deep, rhythmic breathing will drop your cortisol dramatically, and you can measure this with a blood pressure cuff. One of the major signs of elevated cortisol is high blood pressure, which 80 million Americans have so-called essential hypertension, and almost all of them are on drugs for it. Do you know those antihypertensive drugs they give you, George, are among the most deadly of all prescription drugs?
Really?
That's exactly right. The ones they routinely give, the so-called beta blockers and calcium channel blockers. And I want everybody to know, if you have high blood pressure, you can prove to yourself what I'm saying here by getting a blood pressure cuff and taking your blood pressure and then as a baseline, and then practicing SDR breathing for 5 minutes and taking your blood pressure again. And you will notice, shockingly, that your blood pressure will drop further than with any antihypertensive drug, and quicker and in a non-toxic fashion. Another great way to lower your blood pressure is to sit in a hot, a warm bath or warm shower. That will also lower your blood pressure. Relaxing the body through massage will lower your blood pressure. All of these strategies tell the body that it's safe, and elevated blood pressure or hypertension is a sign that the body does not think it's safe. Telling the body it's safe. You know, the word disease means dis-ease. It means the body doesn't think it's safe, and so it's trying to protect us or protect itself. So telling the body it's safe through SDR breathing, through nutritional supplementation, through relaxation strategies, hot baths, massage, all of these are critical components of a good health program.
Pharmacist Ben with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Here's that toll-free number again. I promised you 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Text and tweets. Tom, you have something from our truck driver who broke up there?
Yeah, it was Julius. He had told me that his dad died from diabetes at the age that Julius is now. He wanted to know what Ben thought of GNC products.
I don't really know too much about GNC products. I can't really speak to other companies.
Yeah, and that's our policy, is not to talk about other companies, Ben, on the program, especially if they're not here to either defend or talk about themselves. So we, other than they sell supplements too.
Right.
Simple as that. Let's go to Armando in California. Welcome to the show. Hi, Armando.
Hello there, Mr. Norrie. Pleasure to speak with you.
Good to have you with us.
First-time caller, and I have to call in today because you got Mr. Ben Fuchs on, and I have a question for him.
Okay.
Yeah, so my question is, it's about type 1 diabetes. My daughter, she's 12 years old. Yeah. She's about to be 13, and last week she went into DKA, so we had to take her to the hospital, and they diagnosed her with type 1 diabetes, the pancreas giving up, basically, the immune system attacking it.
Mm-hmm.
And so not producing any more insulin, so she has to be on insulin for the rest of her life. That's what they tell us. So we use the Tangy Tangerine, and so I like to see if Ben can tell me something else.
They used to tell you type 1 diabetes is a diabetes where the cells that make insulin are killed off by the immune system.
That's worse than type 2, isn't it?
Yeah, it's worse than type 2 in the sense that it's more permanent. And I say more permanent, I didn't say permanent, because now there's evidence that beta cells can actually regenerate themselves. And that falls into line with what we know about the human body, is that cells regenerate themselves. The majority of them do. So that doesn't come as a surprise. Now, is Armando still there? Was she breastfed, do you know, or was she born cesarean, do you know?
I honestly don't know.
Okay. So typically, these autoimmune diseases begin in the digestive system, and it's no different with type 1 diabetes. For kids who have type 1 diabetes, get her off of milk if she's drinking milk. That's a big problem when it comes to type 1 diabetes. So I'd be getting her off her milk and any foods that cause digestive distress, and then working on the digestive system, using probiotics, fermented foods, getting on the nightly essence, a good basic nutritional supplement program like the Healthy Start Pack would be appropriate for her. Eliminating problem foods, though, is really the way you want to go. You want to focus on all autoimmune diseases as a sign that something is sneaking into the bloodstream. You know, autoimmune diseases are very confusing if you believe in this disease model where all the different organs manifest a completely different disease state. It's very confusing because there's all these different organs that the body can attack. So why is the body attacking all these organs? What's going on here? Well, what's going on is toxins are entering into the blood, and they're entering into the blood and initiating an immune response against organs. These toxins get deposited in the thyroid, they get deposited in the soft tissues and in the pancreas and the various parts of the body, and then they become foreign to the immune system, and the immune system then attacks that organ. But the key is to understand that it's toxins that are entering into the blood through what's called a leaky gut. You may have heard this term.
Yes.
Leaky gut syndrome. Well, leaky gut syndrome is just a fancy name for saying that stuff is getting into the blood through a broken down intestine. So for all autoimmune diseases, it is of paramount importance you focus on food and you focus on the digestive system. And this is so important, George, because autoimmunity is a source of so much misery. Tragic misery and death, and so unnecessarily. In fact, for anybody who's dealing with an autoimmune disease, if you do something as simple as fasting, laying off of food for 2 or 3 days, you will notice dramatic reduction in your symptoms. And then when you start eating again, guess what? You're probably going to notice that your symptoms come back. So what you want to do if you have an autoimmune disease or type 1 diabetes, any kind of autoimmune problem, you want to focus first on the gut. It's true about pretty much all diseases, but really iconically with autoimmune disease.
Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. We'll come back in just a moment and take your phone calls, your final calls with Ben. Fast couple hours, Ben, huh? Goes by quick with you. So what do you recommend for somebody who's got arthritis in the forefinger?
Same thing you'd recommend for arthritis anywhere else. The arthritis is the connective tissue deteriorating. Remember, the body is 80% muscle tissue and connective tissue. When the connective tissue deteriorates, we shrivel. Our joints shrivel. Our heart shrivels. Do you know, George, by the way, I know I'll answer your question in a second. Do you know heart disease is a connective tissue disease? I call it arthritis because it's really arthritis of the heart.
Well, it is, and inflammation and everything else.
Same problem.
Hold on, Ben. We'll come back and finish this question and take the rest of the phone calls in just a moment right here on Coast to Coast AM. And George Norrie back with you with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, our final segment. He's with criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to hit that website and the toll-free number to keep and call anytime you want, 1-855-949-7234. So back to the arthritis question and arthritis in the fingers.
Connective tissue, build that connective tissue. Use the glucogel caps, which you can get at criticalhealthnews.com, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Ultimate Niacin. Make sure you're doing your chicken soup, bone soup, that is, bone broth, and then doing some exercise as well. Vitamin E is also very interesting for inflammatory issues. Very interesting vitamin. You know, to this up until about the 1990s, doctors told you didn't need to take vitamin E. Turns out vitamin E is super important as an anti-inflammatory, sun protective.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know you can prevent sunburn by getting on a good nutritional supplement
program? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you sure can. Okay, let's go back for final calls here for you. Let's go to Michael in Ventura, California. Hi, Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben. Can you hear me okay?
Sure can.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, George. I got a couple of questions, but I'd like to report some good news.
All right.
To the coast-to-coast listeners. George, as you know, I had a 7-centimeter tumor in my right lung.
Yes.
That the doctors thought was, told me was cancerous. And I'd like to report that since then, since I've changed my diet and fasting, and between taking the Tangy Tangerine and the Carnivora, between with the supplements and my diet, that tumor has not only shrunk from being 7 centimeters to less than 4, now they're also saying that it's non-cancerous. But I'm not going to believe that because I'm going to treat it just like I always did because I don't think they know what they're talking about.
You're doing great. You're doing great,
thanks,
Michael.
Ben. Thanks, Ben. And I thought that would be good news for the Coast audience because they can do this. They can, if I can do it, they can
you
do
hit,
it.
You hit right? the nail on the head, Michael. If you can do it, anybody can do it. If the body yes. can do it in one person, the body can do it in anybody. Congratulations. Keep up the good work, man. That's great.
Hey, thanks. Amen. Hey, hey, listen, I got a couple of things, questions. I injured my shoulder, and I've been using this medical marijuana cream, this cream that's infused with medical marijuana oil. I've been on it for a couple of months, and sometimes my shoulder feels like it's caked in oil, and I want to know if that's good or bad.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing I'd like to ask you is I got a problem with my glasses, and I've been getting glasses through a government agency, low income, and they keep trying to give me glasses that are stronger. And I tell you, Ben, the glasses that I got now are super glued together, but I've been able to do it without getting super glue. And on the lens, I went down there to get a set of glasses, and they keep trying to make my glasses stronger. It's like they're deliberately trying to cause me to go blind. And
well, you don't need to do it. I mean, if you don't need stronger glasses, you just do what you need to do. But you sound like you're doing everything correctly. As far as the medical marijuana, by the way, every day we learn more about the health benefits of the components that are in marijuana. There's a component in marijuana called CBD. Have you heard of this? Cannabidiol?
Yep.
It is. George, this stuff's amazing. I mean, it's mind-blowing the stuff things that this stuff can do for you, from reducing seizure disorders to helping you sleep to improving anxiety issues and acting as an antidepressant and a pain reliever and for cancer. I mean, it's just amazing stuff, this cannabidiol. And I'm predicting you're going to be seeing more and more about this stuff, cannabidiol, that's one of the active ingredients that's in the marijuana plant. You know, marijuana... It's very interesting, the taboo on marijuana, because the active ingredients in marijuana, they're so-called cannabinoids, are actually made in the human body. And the marijuana plant is nature's richest source of these elements, these chemicals that are found in all living animals, whether it's a dog or a cat or a human being. And believe it or not, interestingly, George, the job of these natural cannabinoids, which you can get in the marijuana plant, the job of these natural cannabinoids is to relax the body, is to make the body calmer. The very same things that people take smoke marijuana for, you make natural cannabinoids, which have the same kind of calming effect on the body. In fact, breast milk is one of nature's richest sources of cannabinoids. And I often, when you look at a baby and she's nursing, he or she's nursing, you look at the baby closely enough, and guess what? That baby's stoned. He's basically feeling the same relaxation that adults have to smoke for. He's getting from the natural cannabinoids that are in the breast milk. And one of the most egregious and misguided government policies is this idea that we have to put people in jail for smoking marijuana.
Let's go to Bree, Studio City, California, first-time caller. Hi, Bree. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a rare ear tumor, and it grew into the brain stem. Fun times, right? And it damaged the facial nerve. Mm. And I had a nerve graft about a year ago, and I'm a health nut. Like, I go to the gym every day. And after I had that nerve graft, I went twice a day. So I went before work and after work. Hard cardio, like 2 hours. I'm down to like, I go to just 1 hour now. And then I do arms and sauna and all that. But my question to you is, aside from taking the acetyl L-carnitine, the omega-3 and the vitamin D and B, what do you recommend? And I also do something called red light LED therapy that I started about 2 months ago. And I definitely noticed a difference with that therapy, but I still feel like I'm not doing enough to make this time happen for this grafting to be successful, because this is about the time when it's starting to regenerate and I can feel it.
Well, the carnitine and the omegas are great, but you got to get on a well-rounded nutritional supplement program. And that's why I highly recommend that you get the Mighty 90, the Healthy Start Pack, particularly the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You also want to make sure that you're getting a good source of protein. The body regenerates largely from, in terms of dietary components, from protein. So make sure that you're doing the bone broth protein, the keto protein from Youngevity, keto FX protein is a good protein supplement. Make sure you're eating lots of eggs, organ meats if you're not a vegetarian, fish. Protein is really, really important. And when you're taking in more protein, it's really important to get on the ultimate enzymes with your protein. A lot of times people try to go high protein or increase their protein intake, but they don't have the digestive enzymes that are necessary for that protein to be utilized, digested, and then utilized. So number one, whenever you're exercising, this is really, really important. You want to do your nutritional supplements when you come home from the gym, and particularly protein when you come home from the gym. And whenever you're increasing your protein, you want to make sure that you have the digestive enzymes with your protein to make sure your body can handle that protein. And the ultimate enzymes are a great way to do that.
Okay, next up, let's go to Tom with a text or tweet. Go ahead, Tommy.
A tweet from Phoebe. What does Ben recommend for a diet and lifestyle for people challenged with hepatitis C?
Liver. All the things you can do for your liver. Number one, the liver's purifying digestive toxins, so making sure you're eating clean. Number two, the liver is helping you handle sugar, so make sure you're keeping your blood sugar stable. Absolutely, positively get on the Healthy Start Pack, a good, well-rounded nutritional supplement program. And I would probably throw in a few extra added liver nutrients, something called alpha lipoic acid could be very helpful. There's also very important amino acids for the liver, so make sure that you're doing a good protein supplement. And then essential fatty acids, your ultimate EFAs from Youngevity, are also very helpful for liver issues. Hepatitis, it does not have to be a curse. It's simply hepatitis. Hepa means liver. Titus means inflammation. It's inflammation of the liver. So making sure you're taking care of your liver, that's the answer to dealing with hepatitis or any liver issues.
Next up, let's go to Ann in San Diego, California. Hello, Ann. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Dr. Ben.
Hello, Ann. I'm a pharmacist, though, but that's okay.
That's all right.
Okay. And I just have a question for you. I had a severe allergic reaction to two scans that I took. Mm. One was a CAT scan with an iodine base.
Uh-huh.
The other one was a nuclear scan with a radioactive base.
Uh-huh.
In two months, I went up 70 pounds.
Wow.
Of rock-hard, solid, toxic fluid in my system.
Wow.
I ended up having to go to the hospital and have a BuMax drip. We got 40 of it off, and then my kidneys started going stop. And so how do I get the last 30 off? Any suggestions?
Plant-derived minerals, first of all. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. As I was saying earlier in the program, plant-derived minerals are one of the best ways to purify yourself from toxic minerals, like the toxic iodine you took in. I'd be on the Healthy Star Pack, especially the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Also, you might want to be on a product that we have called the Fucoid Z, which is an algae-based product. Algae is wonderful for detoxification, especially for heavy metals. You might want to consider also using MSM, which is a form of sulfur. You'll get some of that in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And I absolutely love bentonite clay as a detox for heavy metals. Bentonite clay is basically just dirt clay you stir it in water. It looks like a mud puddle. Have you ever drank in bentonite clay, George?
I have. It's disgusting, right?
But it's pretty tasty.
It's like a filter, isn't it?
That's exactly what it does. For anything radioactive, you know, for people worried about Fukushima or radiation radioactive elements in fish, bentonite clay is wonderful. And, of course, lest I forget, selenium is also very important for detoxification from heavy metals. The ultimate selenium from longevity is pretty much a must-have for anybody who's interested in detoxification.
Let's go next.
And will that help me get rid of it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, so I can get rid of it. And will it stay away?
Yeah, it should stay away as long as you keep your body clean, absolutely, because it's a reaction. It's the way you described it, it's a reaction. So as long as you don't have any more of these radioactive iodine injected into you or any other nuclear heavy metals, absolutely.
Good luck, Ant. A couple more calls, and we're going to wrap up the night with Ben Fuchs, Alexander, driving into Alabama. Hello there, Alex. Go ahead.
Yeah, how are you guys doing tonight?
Great, thanks.
Got a question. I mean, I'm a off and on smoker for the last 10 years or so. I'm 32 years old, and I'm not one to really take medications for things and things like that. So I'm not trying to look into Chantix or patches or anything like that, but I want to quit. It's hard for me to find the willpower. Is there any kind of natural supplements that would help, like block, like the inhibitors or like addiction for
ultimate niacin? Get on the ultimate niacin. You want to be on the entire Healthy Start Pack. I always hesitate to say just take one supplement. You want the whole mighty 90 essential nutrients. So get on the Healthy Start Pack and then throw in the ultimate niacin. Niacin and nicotine have some similarities. And a lot of times people will smoke when they have niacin or niacinamide deficiencies, vitamin B3 deficiencies. So for anybody trying to quit smoking and they want to go the nutritional route, definitely get on the ultimate niacin, one of them a day, maybe even two of them a day.
Ben, since you've been doing this, what has been for you one of the most satisfying moments of this career?
You know, that's a great question. I have to say it was the kid who had stage 4 colon cancer. And put him on a nutritional supplement program, didn't hear anything back. And he texted me just out of the blue and said that his cancer was gone. And I had to sit down when he told me this, because I gave him a nutritional supplement program that is pretty much the exact same thing that I talk about when I come on the program here or talk about on my radio program. It's nothing dramatic. It's laying off of problem foods, it's stabilizing the blood sugar, relaxing the body, getting on a supplement program, exercising. You know, it's the same basic things. And when I got that text out of the blue, I just had to sit down, because this was about 6 or 7 years ago, and it was just so astounding to me that something as simple as the things that we've talked about here today in the last couple hours and we talk about every month could have such a dramatic effect on somebody's health, that a stage 4 cancer could remit, colon cancer no less, which is one of the most horrible forms of cancer. And this kid was, he was a kid, he was in his 30s at the time. That's pretty much hands down the most impressive and remarkable experience that I've had in the healing business, in the 32 years that I've been in the healing business.
Pharmacist Ben, criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234. James in Beaumont, Texas. Only have a minute left, James, but let's squeeze you in. Go ahead.
What is it about the calcium channel blocker and the beta blocker that's causing massive hair loss? I read something about it binds to zinc, and I know
more than that.
Minute to go, Ben.
They shut the heart down, simply put. Whenever you hear the word blocker after a drug, it tells you it's blocking something. In the case of a calcium channel or beta blocker drug, they're shutting the heart down. The logic is if you shut the heart down, the blood pressure will drop or the heart won't work as hard. But that cannot help but have horrible systemic effects over on the body. The bottom line is, George, there's no prescription drug that you should be on for a lifetime. There's no prescription drug that should be, the body doesn't have to detoxify. And when you take a prescription drug, you're putting something into the body that the body recognizes as a poison, sees as a poison. Nutritional supplementation is what drugs dream they could be. They're non-toxic, they address disease states, and in many cases, the disease process itself is caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get on a supplement program. Get on the Healthy Start Pack. Watch what happens. It's just as simple as that. It's not complicated. I beg people who are suffering to please, please, please give this nutritional supplement program a try. Go to criticalhealthnews.com.
Thank you, Ben. And the toll-free number again, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, the ancient origins, and also we talk about worlds in collision.